Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just radiate? Like you own the space, your head held high, ready to take on the world. That's the power of a strong self-image. And guess what? It's not some magical unicorn trait reserved for superheroes. Nope, it's something we can all cultivate day by day. Today, we're diving deep into strategies that will help you level up your self-image and rock that confidence like a boss. Ever felt insecure about something? Maybe your voice wasn't heard in a meeting, or that outfit didn't feel quite right. We've all been there. But the cool thing is, those moments don't define us. They're just opportunities to flex our inner stoic muscles and build a stronger sense of self. All right, let's get down to business. Here are 5 strategies that will have you feeling like the best version of yourself, inside and out. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. You know those little voices in your head whispering doubts and insecurities. Time to shut them down. Think of it like this: would you talk to your friend that way? Probably not, right? So why subject yourself to that negativity? When those self-critical thoughts creep in, ask yourself, is this really true? Often, they're just distorted perceptions or old stories we keep repeating. Replace those negative narratives with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. 2. Focus on what you can control. Life can feel like a roller coaster, sometimes wild, unpredictable, and beyond our control. But guess what? We have the power to choose our response to those situations. Instead of getting caught up in things we can't change, focus your energy on what you can control. Your actions, your attitude, and your thoughts. 3. Practice gratitude. Ever feel like life is just throwing lemons at you? Well, guess what? You can make lemonade. Practicing gratitude shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Take a few moments each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even the delicious cup of coffee you just had. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. I'm not talking about skydiving off a cliff here, although, if that's your thing, go for it. But pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, even in small ways, can do wonders for your self-image. Try a new hobby, strike up a conversation with someone you don't know, or take on a challenge that seems slightly intimidating. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every victory deserves to be celebrated. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Ace that presentation at work? Treat yourself to something nice. It could be as simple as a relaxing bath or your favorite takeout. Recognizing and celebrating your achievements reinforces your sense of accomplishment and fuels your confidence for future endeavors. Remember that time in high school when you nailed that big speech, but you felt like everyone was judging you anyway? We've all been there. But the thing is, focusing on what others think can really derail our self-image. This guy I met at a coffee shop the other day, super cool dude, by the way, he told me a story about how he used to be terrified of public speaking. He was so worried about what people would think that he'd get sweaty palms and stumble over his words. But then he realized something. It didn't matter what anyone else thought. What mattered was that he was sharing something valuable, something he believed in. So he took a deep breath, focused on his message, and delivered the speech of his life. He said after that, everything changed. He started embracing those opportunities, even if they made him nervous, because he knew he had something worth sharing. That's the power of shifting your focus from external validation to internal belief. So let's recap. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, step outside your comfort zone, and celebrate your wins big and small. Remember, building a strong self-image is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and watch as your confidence soars. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a boost of confidence, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or tell me your own self-image game changes in the comments. Let's continue building each other up and stay sharp, grounded, and ready to rock this life together. Until next time, keep striving for that inner glow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.